phone X-Rock. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Connor.
All right, turn down the radio just a little bit so we don't get the feedback there. There we go.
I got you.
All right, there you go. Yeah, it's Radio 101. This Connor?
Yes, sir.
Connor, how are you today, my man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Fantastic, dude. Now that you called in, I'm better. I'm better. Connor, how old are you, sir?
I am 17.
What school now? You've told me before.
West Valley.
That's right. That's right. Alma mater. And as I've told you before, your only job today is lunch or somewhere. You got to go hang out with the kid nobody hangs out with. That's all I ask.
You got it.
Go be cool to that one dude. Because one day he's gonna own a bank or something, and you're going to want a loan from him. So, yeah, always be cool to that one. I learned that when I was in high school. I was cool to everybody, man. I was buddies with everybody, and it really paid off after school. So I'm just telling you that now. Just be cool with everybody. All right, here we go, Connor. We got a couple idiots here, and you can help me out. Well, hold on. What am I doing? We got to do this right.
It's time for the Crapper Idiot of the Day.
I almost did it without the opening theme song, so that would have been horrible. All right, here we go, Connor. We'll start with this one. Well, I know that what this guy's going to be talking about at his next confession. Around 5 a.m. Last week, dude goes into a clothing store in Brooklyn, New York. As he stood outside, he made the sign of the cross. He blessed himself, which is beautiful. Then he grabbed a brick and threw it through the glass door. Well, he tried. Jesus took the wheel for a second, and it bounced off the door, which gave the guy a chance to do the right thing. No, he ignored that divine intervention, threw it at the glass again. This time the glass broke, so he ran into the store, stole a bunch of clothing, and ran off. Cops saw the surveillance footage of him crossing himself and blessing himself, breaking the door, stealing the clothes, tracked him down. And they arrested him. At which time he probably got down on his knees and begged for forgiveness. But the fact that, he blessed himself. It looked so nice. Look at that young man. Whoa, what's he doing? Anyway, that was the first one. Now here's the next one. Finally, a story about a woman sexually harassing somebody. We don't hear that very often, although maybe we're burying the lead a little. 54-year-old LaDonna Huguette was at a park in Mansfield, Ohio. She'd been drinking. Just say no, Connor. Anyway, there was an event going on where kids and parents take pictures with the Easter Bunny. Like they had him over at the Bentley Mall last week. So, of course, LaDonna wanted in on the action. And while she was posing for the photo, she made lewd comments. Yes, she sexually harassed the Easter Bunny. when she was done, she walked off and hopped on a carousel. It's not clear what the lewd comments were, but somebody told a cop about it. They questioned her, noticed her eyes were bloodshot and her speech was slurred, and they arrested her for public drunkenness. And she's not facing charges for the lewd comments, but she looks like the picture just looks like this. She looks like a drunk woman from Ohio that would make lewd comments and sexually harass the Easter Bunny, Connor. She really does. She sexually harassed the Easter Bunny, and she was busted for it. So there you go. Who you got for our idiot of the day today? Keeping in mind,
if the brick bounces off of a window the first time, why you would do it again and think it would go well?
No, it didn't go well. So actually, it worked well for a minute. I mean, he was able to get in. He was able to steal stuff, and had he covered his face up. Taking extra time outside in front of the video surveillance camera, he might have gotten away with it. But he didn't.
Number one has to be pretty damn stupid. That's pretty dumb.
Which one? All right, so which one are you going with?
Number one.
Number
first, you bless yourself.
And the second one, she just, she made lewd comments to the Easter Bunny. And who hasn't done that, right? Who hasn't done that? Who hasn't? Yeah, she was drunk, so who hasn't done that? And especially, you don't want to mess with the Easter Bunny, dude, because the Easter Bunny can come back at you. He knows how to handle hecklers. Hold on a second.
Yeah, hold on a second, kids. Keep it down, lady, or I'll come over there and lay you a big chocolate egg. Ding! Hey, lady, what is your wedding ring and what I'm eating have in common? Quarter carat! Yeah, lady. Sorry, you're not my type. I only go for girl bunnies. All right, so keep it down, lady, or you can kiss my Peter Cottontail.
Oh, yes.
All right, who's next on my lap, huh? Who's this?
See what I mean? He can handle a heckler, Connor. He can handle a heckler. Dude, you were awesome today. Thank you, man.
Yeah, of